What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help men specifically build mental toughness, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional health. And two other things that we talk about on this podcast are relational and financial. And specifically today, I've been told too many times, Nathan, you don't talk enough about business. And so today I'm excited to announce that I have Colin Haney on this podcast, a good friend of mine who's been a friend of mine for over a year, also a business partner of mine, who has had tremendous success in the business space. And what a guest to have to talk about business growth. If you are someone who is looking to scale and build your business beyond what it is right now, you're in the right place. Colin and I are going to talk about the growth path to 10 million, as both of him and I have owned, operated, and grown businesses up to that level and above. And so today we're going to take some specific examples from the growth journey of the beginning into how we've scaled to seven figures and beyond. And so excited to bring you guys some awesome content today about this topic in business. So hang on, guys. This will be a jam-packed, quick episode helping you to scale your business. Colin, welcome to the show. Excited to have you, bro. You are the right guy to have here in the seat with me. And so would love just for you to venture into part of your story into business. I know you weren't initially an entrepreneur, but you found yourself to become an entrepreneur, and just kind of unpack that journey of entrepreneurship for yourself.
What's up, man? Well, it's an honor. And this journey has been a tremendous one, but also one that comes with multiple valleys and mountains. So I started as a high school dropout at 15 years old. School was not my thing. I always worked better alone and in a creative mind. I feel like school puts you in a box, and trying to get out of that box, it can cause anxiety, depression. It also doesn't allow you to think for yourself. So something I got very good at in school is actually thinking for yourself, because I was actually told not to. So that took me into the music space. I was a producer, guitarist, and I played multiple instruments, and I took that with me into figuring out how can I make money with this thing. So then I got to internship at a studio. At the actual studio, I interned under the studio manager, and I was always curious, how was this profitable? Because just like this space, you've got to invest so much money into that space. So with that space, I was able to figure out you can make money multiple ways. One, every song that comes out of there, they have royalties on that song because you used their time, space, and also equipment to actually record that song. Furthermore, they also charge you for their actual time, and then you also pay the actual engineer for his time, because he's actually teaching you and also helping you record that song. So with that, I figured out that I can also make money so many ways as well. I can take equity in companies. I can charge for my actual time. And then if I sell something once, I can charge once for that actual product or service. So my success in business has come from actually collecting equity in companies, charging for my actual time, and also selling a service once.
I'm seeing such a trend of men in this company and men that we talked to that had troubles in school. I think that we're just wired this way, right? And we're wired to not want to follow the rules, to not work for anybody else. And I love the fact that your creativity started in a music studio going, how can we monetize this in more ways than one? And I watch you operate now in business, both in Crucible and in other businesses, and it's what you're the master at. It's like so many people just think of one stream of income in a business, and you're going, no, we can monetize here, here, and here. And when you look at the journey to seven figures and eight figures, that's really the name of the game. Just explain to me the journey of company you worked with or your own that you helped build to that seven figure and beyond. And what was your mind thinking, and what creative strategies did you come up with to help just pull in revenue from different places?
I would say the most successful company I have consulted, I went into it, and the most painful thing to me at that time was seeing that company only collect from the customer once or twice. So every single company that I go into, I consult, I collect equity from, I want their customers at least purchasing five or six times. And that means creating five or six offers. But the most powerful thing in this day and age is not just having a person purchase one, two, three, five, or six times. It's actually collecting from that same person month after month, because then that turns into predictable revenue, MRR. And furthermore, the best way to collect from clients is actually having a ladder of value that you can stack on. So having a entry point and also an exit point. In a consumer's terms, that's low ticket, high ticket. So for example, $27 or $8,000, and then charging everywhere in between that range, but also knowing how to separate your services at those levels as well.
Yeah. The way I can just break this down, because you have such a brilliant mind to see this. But when I think about this, like, when I just relate this to my journey starting a business, I started a supplement shop where I created, or I carried different brands of supplements and sold them. But I know from the entry-level entrepreneurial mindset, all you're trying to figure out is how to get someone to come in and buy. In fact, in the beginning, you're not even worried about, are they going to come back? Like, it's kind of a thought, but it's like, I just need people to come in here and buy stuff. And when you look at the service industry, which you've been very intricately involved in, a lot of people in services too are thinking, okay, I just need someone to come by. They're not creating the back end plan of how I get this person to come back over and over and over and offer them more and more value, but more and more of an experience, so that they'll want to continue to grow through what I offer, right? The customer journey, really.
I would say the most important thing that I have helped a lot of companies with is knowing when and where and how to start the next journey for their actual client. So say a person comes in and spends $1,500. What does that get them? When does it end? And where can I have a client success person come in and introduce them to that next level? Because if you have a framework for every single interaction and every single crossroads of when the journey is supposed to actually stop, then that allows you as the company to just go in and say, hey, it's been incredible servicing you. How has your experience been so far? And how can we continue to serve you to take you to a higher level? I think that's the most profitable thing, but also the most important thing that any company can do right now for their current client. So the journey never stops. But while they're on that plan and also road, they should also have some type of engagement every single month as well, that they're also two journeys and not one.
The way I look at this, Colin, is it's so good, man. A lot of people look at entrepreneurship and business as like a one-way highway, when it's actually like an infrastructure of roads all over. You know what I mean? It's what I think people don't understand, and the thing that's limiting a lot of entrepreneurs, is that they're so obsessed with their one product that they haven't built a journey, right? Like, if you're a personal trainer, and I just want you to, like, I'm just like, well, I'm going to train you. And so come into my world, and I'm going to give you a meal plan, and I'm going to give you a exercise plan. And then you're going to do that until you get tired of me, or you get the results you want, or you quit, right? There's no journey. And I think that what you're saying is most entrepreneurs, especially up to the seven-figure limit, that glass ceiling, the reason that you're stuck at 250, 500, 750 and not growing is because you're so vanilla in your offer that you haven't began to brainstorm all the different ways that you can serve this customer. Russell Brunson, I remember, talks about brainstorming with your team or by yourself on all the different solutions, all the different problems that your ideal customer has, and then all the ways that you can solve them. And then beginning to create a roadmap and a journey that goes, okay, I can do more than just personal training, right? Maybe I'm training a mom that doesn't know how to cook for her kids, and I can create a mom's recipe book, right? There's just extras and extras. How do I get the family together to eat and to train together? And there's just, you got to get the creative mind flowing. And what I love about you, Colin, is that you've always got that creative mind to think about solution after solution after solution. It's like, we can serve these customers in 1,000 different ways, right?
Absolutely. So kind of piggybacking off of that, this is why in my short career of 6 years, I have learned very quickly that I do not like working with solopreneurs. Mm. Because the solopreneur is, I don't want to say toxic, but it is actually pretty toxic, that they are limited as to what they can do and what they can think about because they're on the journey alone. So this cheesy saying of, if you want to go fast, go alone, and if you want to go far, go with a team, I have learned in my career that I prefer coming in and consulting teams because they think bigger and they have more capacity to execute at a higher level. But you also have so many minds in the same room backing each other up and also coming out with new solutions for the actual company and also how to serve their clients. So that allows me to come in at a higher level and serve all of them, which then can actually turn into a 5, 6, 7, or 10 million-dollar a year company a lot quicker, rather than coming in and serving a solopreneur where it's going to take them longer. And I'm typically dealing with a person who's very ego driven because he convinces himself that he doesn't need anybody over and over again,
or he doesn't trust anybody.
Correct.
And so then he's always preventing his own growth.
You're spot on.
Right.
You're spot on.
Walk me through, you know, if you're to take on a client that's doing, let's say that it's in the service industry, it's consulting, coaching, fitness coaching, something, and they're doing currently low 6 figures and they want to get to 7 figures. Walk me through what your initial ideas are if you were to come in and consult this person to help walk them to their first 7 figures.
Okay. So first things first, I'm going to look at their traffic sources. So I'm going to see if their traffic sources is organic, if it's paid, if it's affiliate, or if everything is just being built off of him. What I mean by that is he doing any cold calls, email, outreach on LinkedIn, IG, Facebook, TikTok? I'm wondering what he is doing. And the reason why I'm so curious about that is so I can figure out what he's not doing, but also so I can get some quick wins. I want to optimize on what is working while me and my team goes out and basically creates what's not working. So this is where email, SMS, and paid traffic comes in. Next thing that I'm going to check over is his offers. Most of the time, if I'm working with a team or a solopreneur, their offers are typically very, very, I would say, vanilla. They think low, they're typically undercharging, or they are not creating enough offers. So I'm basically going to go in and recheck all of the offers and create new ones, because what lots of people fail on is not having low, mid, and high ticket offers. So a lot of people, like you said, don't have the creativity levels to actually create a bunch of offers to have a client journey of at least 2 to 5 years. So I'm not just trying to think of 2024. I'm thinking of 2025, 6, and 7. So I want the client retention to extend 3 to 5 years, because in scaling to 8 figures, the secret is not in acquisition. The secret is actually in retention. So the actual game is about how long you can keep your clients, not how you can get your clients. The clients are going to come, and the best way to get clients is through consistency, through messaging, how many times they actually see you online, how many times you pop up on your phone through very annoying ads, and also how many times you're in their inbox. All of those things are a factor in how the client chooses you. So as soon as they do choose you, you've got to grip on to them and never let them forget you, and also make sure that they're seeing you every single day so they actually stay with you, and so they're ultimately convinced that they do not need anybody else.
That's good. In case you guys did not hear exactly what he just said, because I think that the number one reason that people fail in business, 96% of businesses fail in 10 years or less, are two different things, and you just displayed these. One is lack of consistency. So you expect to do something for 30 days, and when you don't see the results, you give up. So that's a huge piece. If you would just keep going next month, next month, next month, you're going to break through at some point, and you're going to see the gold rush, right? Things are going to start working really well. So a lot of people, it's the persistence to keep going. The second thing is, you kind of mentioned this, is I think that it's, people forget about what worked in the beginning. Like when you're a new entrepreneur, you just figure out what works and you start making some money doing it. But then there's shiny object syndrome where it's like, yeah, there are all these other different options and ideas and marketing and hiring agencies and all this crap, right? That can help you. But there is always a story to be told about what worked in the beginning. And if you can make that thing bigger, double it, triple it, quadruple it, that you can almost replicate that success. Success leaves clues, as people always say, right? So sometimes, and this happened to me with SPs, I got so caught up in all the new fancy things that I forgot that I built the business doing $20,000 a month on fat loss pills by just using my Instagram stories, right? Like it was that easy. But then when you're trying to get to 100,000 a month, 300,000 a month, you start doing all these cosmic things. It's like, well, what if I just double, triple, quadrupled what worked in the beginning? And so for all the entrepreneurs out there that are listening to this, this might be a reflection point for you to go, what was actually working? And I probably need to go do more of that. I know high ticket coaches that charge over $100,000 a year to tell you just that. Go back to what was working and double it, triple it, quadruple it, right?
Literally.
Double down on it. So, man, I know this was concise, and I definitely want to do a part two, but we are limited on time today.
Yeah.
I appreciate your experience. I did grateful to have you in Crucible and how you're helping us to scale and grow Crucible to attract more men that need exactly what we, the problems that we solve. And so thank you guys for listening, tuning in today. Thank you for just being a part of what we're doing here at Crucible, for being a part of my personal brand, that Nathan Mansfield and the Nathan Mansfield Show. We appreciate every minute you guys spend listening and tuning in. We hope today brought you tremendous value, that you have something you can take back to your business and begin to implement immediately. And if not, there will be a part two, and we'll go deeper into the weeds about how we can help you grow your business by just giving free content to you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Colin, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for being a part of Crucible, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
Yes. And Colin, can you just tell them where to find you on Instagram?
Yep. So you can find me at ColinJHEany.
Awesome. Go follow Colin. Follow the Crucible Man on Instagram. Follow me. And we can't wait to see you guys next Saturday on the Nathan Mansfield Show.